Hey everybody, welcome to a special bonus edition of the Orange and Brown Talk podcast, sponsored by Sibling Revelry Brewing. My name is Dan Lobby. Today I'm going to try something a little bit different with this podcast. On Sunday, I wrote a quick oral history of David Njoku's touchdown catch against the Bengals. It was the one where, of course, he went airborne at about the 5-yard line and then got pushed into the end zone by his teammates, including Duke Johnson, J.C. Treader, Kevin Zeitler. I believe Joel Batonio was in on the play as well. And so after the game, I went around and talked to a number of guys for the article. I thought it might be fun to take those quotes and take some of that audio and let you actually hear those guys talk about it, because they really seem to enjoy and have fun talking about the play. Look, that's what happens when you win. You have fun. And this team certainly seemed like they were having fun yesterday. So this is a little bit of an experiment. I would certainly appreciate any feedback on how you feel about it, if you like it, if you'd like to hear a little more of this. The play was a screen to Njoku. Mayfield took a shotgun snap, waited, and then threw to Njoku to his right. There was an alley set up. At about the 5-yard line, though, Njoku took off into the arms of safety Jesse Bates. The voices you're about to hear in order are Duke Johnson, Chris Smith, J.C. Treader, Chris Hubbard, Kevin Zeitler, and then again Smith.
Did you see where he took off from? He was at like the 4, I think.
I didn't, and I don't want to see it, because it's Njoku. Njoku, for some reason, think he can fly. And every game, somebody has to remind him that he cannot fly.
Yeah, he did. Like, I love it, love it. He tried to fly a little bit. He tried to take off, spread his wings or whatever. We're going to talk about that.
Did you see where he tried to jump in from?
It was a far jump. He must have been very confident in his abilities, but luckily he ended up getting in.
He tried to take off.
See that. I was like, oh, and I was like, yeah. And then you know, once I seen him come down and he kept dropping his feet, I'm like, man, we got to help him in. JC was the first one to hit him in, and then I'm there, you know, trying to help out as well.
Well, I think, you know, you underestimate. He's a, you know, athletic freak. He's, you know, very blessed, and, you know, he could, you know, if he wasn't caught in midair, you know, there's a chance he would have made it in.
Yeah, he thinks he can fly anyway, you know. He thinks he's fly, too.
Once Njoku landed, just inside the 2, it was time to get to work. Instead of letting the play end, the Browns lineman and Duke Johnson started pushing him in. The voices you're about to hear are Johnson's, Treader's, Hubbard's, Duke again, Njoku's, and Zeitler.
Yeah, he wasn't going to make it. And it was either us pushing him or he just don't get in. So we just pushed him in, me and JC.
Luckily, I was just following the play at the time, and he jumped, and I saw that he was kind of in a vulnerable position. And that's something we've always preached is, you know, the time injuries happen is when you let guys get bent back. So something even when I was a rookie, we always preached that in Green Bay, was always kind of push the pile so they can't get rolled back on. So I kind of saw him take that dive and then be kind of caught in that compromising position. And luckily, I was kind of out there past the hash where I was able to run up there and give him a push in.
When you see a guy keep moving his feet, you just want to help out as much as possible. And that's what we did on that play. And
that's how it's supposed to be. That's even when somebody run the ball and the pile gets stopped, push the pile. And that's basically what we did, is push the pile.
I mean, I've seen some wacky stuff when I was in Miami. You know, we had that 8 lateral touchdown, you know, last play of the game. So I've seen a bunch of wacky stuff, but I was never thrown into the end zone by my teammates.
Is that what you would call it, thrown?
I'd call it thrown.
I flipped around, I grabbed him, and I threw him as hard as I could into the end zone. I think I landed on top of him. So that's a cool play.
After the score, Njoku handed the ball to his teammate Joel Batonio and told him to do his patented touchdown celebration. The Chief Slam.
It was all the O-line, man. Yeah. That's why I gave it to Joel for the Chief Slam, because that had nothing to do with me. It was all their instinct to push me in, because I was not going to go in without them.
Have you practiced your Chief Slam?
No. I didn't even know I was going to do it. I went over to celebrate with him, and he handed me the ball, so I was going to do just the big man spike, but he said Chief Slam, and I was like, well, I can't let him down now. He handed me the ball, so I just kind of went out there and I tried to do it like I remembered it, you know what I mean? He does it a few times, but I just threw it out there and, you know, see what we can do.
I was going to say, that's something just saved in the memory banks.
Yeah. I was expecting just a big man spike, and he just told me to Chief Slam, so I couldn't let him down.
How do you grade his Chief Slam?
We got to work on it. I don't think he's as flexible as he once was, but We gotta work on that. We'll go back to practice and work on that.
How was Joel's Chief Slam?
Who?
Joel Bitonio did the Chiefs.
No, he did not.
Yeah, he did.
I missed that.
He did. He did like the whole thing. It was good.
I can't wait to see it. I definitely missed it. Yeah.
It's on Twitter. I saw it on Twitter.
Oh, I'm watching
it. You gotta find it.
I got you.
Would you guys say was it embarrassing or was it?
I thought it was pretty good. I thought it was pretty good.
I could tell you used to who.
Okay.
Yeah. Wow. I thought it was good. Thanks for listening to this bonus edition of the Orange and Brown Talk podcast on Cleveland.com. Just trying something a little different here with a quick oral history of the David Njoku touchdown where he was pushed into the end zone against the Bengals on Sunday. Thanks, as always, to our sponsor, Sibling Revelry Brewing, and thanks to you for listening.